AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
The analysis of the notes with Lucas and Clara from El Comercio from Ecuador.
Okay, let's unpack this. We're doing a deep dive into that extraordinary night, October 2nd. Munich Airport, you know, one of Europe's biggest hubs, just suddenly had to stop everything. All air operations suspended.
Yeah, it wasn't weather or some kind of system failure.
Yeah, exactly. It kicked off at 22.18 local time. German air traffic control, the DFS, they enforced it. Why? Because witnesses reported seeing drones, unauthorized drones, near the runways.
Right. So they shut the whole place down for hours.
Completely shut.
And what's really, well, what drives this deep dive for us is the sheer imbalance of it all. You've got this massive billion-dollar airport, state-of-the-art tech.
Mm-hmm.
And it's effectively, well, defeated, immobilized by something that might cost just a few $100.
That asymmetry is stark.
Exactly. So our mission today is really to understand the immediate chaos, the impact of this, you know, low cost but high impact vulnerability,
right,
and what it tells us about aviation security really across Europe.
Well, the impact was instant, wasn't it? And huge. We saw 17 outgoing flights just canceled. Bam. And 15 incoming flights they had to divert. Ended up scattered all over.
Yeah, scattered is the right word. Stuttgart, Nuremberg, Vienna.
Even Frankfurt.
Central Europe basically absorbed Munich's traffic.
And think about the people.
That's the human cost, right?
Right.
About 3,000 travelers just stuck, grounded in Munich overnight.
Wow.
So the airport had to scramble, setting up cots, blankets, food, you know, emergency measures.
All because of this airborne threat they couldn't even really pin down later.
And the timing, it's almost hard to believe. This happened right during peak Oktoberfest season.
Oh, right. Extra busy.
Yeah. And the festival itself had already been disrupted just days before by an unrelated bomb threat. So it was just chaos on top of chaos.
Okay, wait. So 3,000 people grounded, dozens of jets diverted.
Right.
All based on sightings of something they couldn't even find afterwards.
Mm.
Doesn't that sort of, I don't know, suggest the response might be a bit much? Or maybe it just shows how tricky this whole thing is?
I think it absolutely highlights the challenge. The investigation afterwards really proved how elusive this kind of threat is. You had federal and regional police out there searching, combing the area. They even brought in a helicopter team.
Right, because witnesses said they saw maybe multiple drones.
Exactly. But they found nothing. Zero suspicious objects. The threat just vanished like smoke.
Which must have immediately set off alarm bells in the industry.
Oh, definitely. People recognize this wasn't just a one-off, a fluke. It points to something systemic.
Yeah, Rolf Beisel, he's the head of the German Airports Association, the ADV.
Right.
He came out pretty strongly, didn't he? Said the incident clearly evidences the vulnerability of aviation.
And he basically demanded urgent action, investment in better detection, effective defense systems.
Mm-hmm.
They know they're behind the curve here.
They know they're sort of chasing shadows right now.
Pretty much. And look, if that chaos in Munich sounds like an isolated incident, the data tells a very different story. It's actually become, well, depressingly common. And it's accelerating.
You have the numbers.
Yeah. German air traffic control logged 144 drone incidents just up to the end of August this year, 2025.
144? How does that compare?
Well, think about this. The whole of last year, it was 113. And the year before that, 2023, only 99.
Wow, that's a significant jump. It really is escalating.
It's practically an epidemic in aviation terms.
And is it spread out or are there hotspots?
Concentrated.
Yeah.
Very concentrated in critical areas. Frankfurt, you know, Germany's biggest hub.
Yeah.
Accounted for 35 of those cases in 2025. Just Frankfurt alone.
35 times at one major airport already this year. That's genuinely shocking, that level of repeated risk.
And it's not just a German problem. Let's connect this to the bigger picture. Around the same time, that same week, there were similar disruptions happening elsewhere in Europe, Scandinavia specifically. Copenhagen and Oslo both had issues.
So it's continent-wide?
Seems like it.
Yeah.
And it's not just airports either. Up in Germany's Schleswig-Holstein region, they're investigating reports of apparatus information drones basically flying over critical infrastructure.
Like what?
Like a power plant near Kiel. So the potential targets are much broader than just runways. It could be energy, other key facilities.
So, okay, bringing this all together, what's the big takeaway from our deep dive here?
Yeah.
It really feels like this vulnerability isn't just Munich. It's not just airports. It's systemic across Europe, hitting critical infrastructure, major travel hubs.
And the data shows it's getting worse.
Yeah.
Fast, year on year.
Right.
Which leaves us, and you listening, with a really tough, kind of provocative question to chew on. If our sophisticated security forces, you know, police with helicopters, advanced monitoring systems, if they struggle so much to even find, let alone neutralize, one or maybe a few small drones, then how does global aviation square that circle? How do you balance the absolute need for safety with this explosion in cheap, accessible drone technology that's only going to grow?
That's a huge challenge, and one that needs answers probably very quickly.
Okay.
Well, that's all the time we have for this deep dive. If you found this look into the vulnerability of our skies and infrastructure interesting, please do subscribe and share the show. It really helps us out. We appreciate it.
Comment, subscribe, and share. More information at www.commerce.com.